I'm also privileged to open this presentation as someone from the place where the research has been performed by my friends and colleagues from Iowa. It's Romania, is close to the capital city of Transylvania. No any fear about Dracula. I'm one of the people who probably the only one from Romania coming every year for the last 17 years to APHA, because 17 years ago USAID offered me a scholarship of 4 months in States, and that was the way I joined APHA. The subject of this presentation is particularly interesting from my point of view as epidemiologist. I'm teaching epidemiology for the last more than 30 years in my medical school. This is a subject which is very rarely met, even in the international literature, as I'll try to show you. The Roma or Gypsies, whatever would be the name you should prefer, they're the most prominent poverty risk populations groups in Central and Eastern Europe, in Romania as well. They are the very impressive, the largest stateless population in Europe. Could you imagine millions of people having no country? There, most of them are staying in Romania, in Hungary, and in Slovakia. We try to look for some theoretical resources, information in the literature, but for the last 10 years, there are only 2 reviews of literature which showed insufficient data on health, and more research that obviously is needed. Altogether, Roma communities face disproportionate amount of environmental health disparities. And accordingly to the Open Society, there is a lack of sufficient health data on Roma. There is a long history of persecution, which creates challenges for reliable data collection as well. This is a summary of the history of Roma persecution. As you might know, they migrated. They are a population which migrated from India to West. They stopped in Europe initially, and then they migrated in different countries, including here. They complain of more than 500 years of slavery. Unfortunately, and shamefully, that the Second World War included Roma on the list of people who suffered by Holocaust. The discrimination is something that still exists. They are faced with hatred and violence, community raids, fires, murders. Sometimes these are coming from other ethnicity people, belonging to other ethnicities. Sometimes it is a kind of fight between groups, between clans of different groups of gypsies. There is a huge racism, there is huge public health problems, as my colleague will present you, and definitely is a huge lack of education. That's why it is sometimes easy, sometimes hard to understand, anyway, it's hard to accept. The level of social and environmental injustice, the segregation, and unfortunately, the high exposure to toxins. May I invite?
Excuse me? Okay. I've got a few slides to cover, so I'm going to talk a little fast. You can slow down and ask me questions afterwards. But a few of the common realities that they're facing are they are the minority status. The vast majority live in poverty. They live in segregated and isolated settlements. And marginal and inadequate living conditions. Up in the corner is Dallas of Paterat, which I'll show you a few more pictures in a little bit, but a very highly polluted area along with other Roma settlements across Central and Eastern Europe. They have very limited access to clean water and sewage treatment, and again, the high exposure to toxins. They are they're stateless, so they lack proper documentation, meaning they lack access to health and social services. a high percentage is illiterate, going back to that lack of access to education because of documents. They're socially marginalized. And in Romania alone, there's 35 to 50,000 scavengers. That means they're informal recyclers of municipal landfills or just in the cities in the dumps. And that also means there's child laborers. They're not going to school, so they're out working in the landfills. The current situation, I just want to touch that there is a wide gap. There are some very wealthy Roma that have been able to get up the ladder. And there are groups, governmental and non-governmental groups, working to improve their situation. But the advocacy and a lot of the programs are invisible because the progress is quite slow. And Patarat, the community that I'll take you to, is representative of this lowest strata. This is a quick map. Rampa is the landfill. This is the municipal landfill of Cluj-Napoca, Romania. And Dallas is the community under study that we are going to right now. But before we do, just to kind of get you in the context, this is the landfill, and we'll take you inside there. So they go and they follow the dump trucks in and scavenge right behind those trucks. And as you can see in the middle here on the bottom, he's drinking right from the waste. They do not have protective gear, you know, lots of occupational health and safety issues, as you can see. And then going into the community, this picture here, they open burn the wiring, the e-waste, to get the copper and the electrics out for recycling, causing air contamination and a lot of health problems, respiratory. Here's a picture to show how, with the lack of water and cleanliness, the dirt from and the contaminated soil gets back on them into their house. And also the kids suffer from this as well. This is inside on the bed. The hands, the nose is caked with contaminated soil with all sorts of chemicals, dioxins, lead, mercury, you name it. The hole in the middle there is one of their three water sources. As you can see, they do not have waste management and sanitation services within their community, so the waste builds up. This is inside the well. So you can see they're also picking up different exposures, chemical exposures through their water. I do want to mention these two pictures and all of the pictures from the landfill were taken with a photo voice activity that I gave cameras to the local Roma youth, and they helped take pictures to help get more of the information through their eyes and their perceptions. This is their second water well here at the bottom. And this is the latrine up on the left, just to show the proximity of the problems with hygiene and sanitation. And up above, this is a dwelling for their horses, which help take them. They have the horse and wagons that take them to and from the landfill. And this is inside their water well there, again, broken. And so what I did was I went out and I worked with the local organization there, the Family Aid Foundation, and we did semi-structured, open-ended questionnaires in 31 homes. They were ranged from 20 minutes to an hour. They were conversation, relational. I really wanted to just be there to kind of get what their views and perceptions of their community and environmental health problems were. The different topics were current. Adult, oh, 2 minutes, okay. So we'll go quick. Almost 45% of the demographics in the community are under the age of 12. The exposures to children are, with toxic exposures, you know, are cumulative and go into adulthood. They did demonstrate knowledge of the exposure routes in the environment. They were able to say, so meaning, which is a concern, that usually you don't smell or know that you're being, that you have toxic exposures, that they knew all of these different exposure routes shows that they are being quite exposed, I guess. But the child health concerns, they are the most vulnerable. 84% of the households predicted a bad future. Numerous health problems, numerous health symptoms, some visuals. Again, in the mucus in the nose, the cold, they're breathing in that contaminated soil, skin infections, eye infections, either from chemicals or toxins or an injury, a cyst or a growth on a young child's face, balding on the child's back of the head, very serious health problems. Adults, too, 45% were sick in the last month. Numerous, I mean, they're visually sick, and sometimes they don't even want to acknowledge that they're sick. They're holding their stomachs, they've got mucus all over their nose, but they're not sick. So even they, with the high reporting, I expect even a higher number if additional studies were due. Over half of all people that were questioned, very high level worry that stress is also a social determinant of health, and asked about their safety in their community, shelter, food security, all of them, very high level of worry, and are always worried. One woman told me she's lucky to eat one time of day, and sometimes she just eats air. So just some conclusions. There's that poor general health, human community rights violations, environmental injustice, social injustice, and do we have time for a couple of recommendations?
Sure.
Okay. I went fast.
Well, I went for the 10.
Oh, you went for the 10? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Thank you, Jenny. So at the end of this study, at the end of this phase of the study, in fact, we would like to recommend that Roma must recognize as people who are valuable to society, and they deserve to have basic human rights ensured. They must be recognized as community, and to ensure that that community rights are met as well. Implementing appropriate policies designed to improve Roma's health and well-being will be another recommendation, as well as holding Romania government and agencies responsible for any progress. Expanding environmental, occupational health and safety services to Roma communities is also one of the recommendations which are obvious from the results presented by Jenny, and also expanding community-based participatory qualitative and quantitative research methods with Roma communities. What the people from that place called Dallas because of the TV movie decades ago. Yeah, they gave the name. They enjoyed the name. Well, some of the gypsies from that area, they want to stay there. The others, some others want to move again. They are migrants. They don't know exactly where they want to go, to another village, to another county, or even to another country. They are asking for better condition for waste, trash containers, pickup, underground sewage system. They need concrete streets and home addresses. Could you imagine the parents and children, they don't have a paper, they don't exist, just physically. They don't have a document, a certificate of birth. What's your name? John Smith, prove it. I cannot. They want to get mail, they want identity cards, documentation, citizenship as well. It's interesting when the census time is closing, the political parties are paying, declare yourself as Romanian, as Hungarian, as whatever, because they cannot be accused being lying or something. They have no citizenship. They ask for better housing, from shack to wood-built or concrete-based, water inside their home, owning their own property. And finally, they would like to have a clean community which with improved hygiene, latrines, public restroom. They are survivors. That impresses the most everyone going to that community. They are surviving. They survived persecution, they survived slavery, they survived Holocaust, direct racism, discrimination, oppression, stigmatization by policy, race, and presently surviving environmental and social injustice. They need time and need justice to be served, and probably this time is now. Encouragement and support for Roma participation in future research and programs is required, or risk for continuing injustice remains high. I would like to thank my friends and colleagues from Iowa. I must state here that without their enthusiasm, this research will never happen. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I think we have time for one question.
Eckhart Kleiner with RTI International. Thank you very much. That was extremely interesting. Have you been able to discuss these results with the Romas in the community? And if so, how did they react to these data and images?
Actually, I used about 5 or 6 participatory methods with them. And then as a follow-up, there's an annual outreach program we do, the university in Iowa and in Cluj do environmental and occupational outreach with them. They're very receptive to the programs and the research, and just having somebody treat them as an and as a valuable to society. So, does that answer?
Okay, let's take one more. So we can have one in. Marty?
Well, just to follow up on that, I'm wondering if the results have been shared with people that are in position to actually follow up on those recommendations and provide the services, and if so, what's been the outcome?
We're actually currently working on a grant to share that, an aroma environmental justice campaign, and so it's kind of our next steps right now.
Okay.